And in Michigan State, you met a very important person.
I met the most important person in my life. Not the first year that I was there, but the second year. The first year at Michigan State, the enrollment was about 12,500 or 12,000 students. Less than 100 were African Americans, and most of us were athletes. Athletes are graduate students from the South, because the graduate students couldn't get their graduate education in the southern states. So some of them came to Michigan State. Of the, about 95 African Americans, there were about 7 black females. That was not a very good year. The next year, 5 more black females came. You know, the odds are looking better for me. Among that group was a beautiful young woman named Barbara Beard from Covert, Michigan. I looked at her and I knew. Once I saw her, I stopped even looking and seeing the others. I walked up to her and I said, "You know you love me." I was staking my claim, you know, any way that I could. And she said, I detest you. When she told her dorm mother who this brash young man was, because I was captain of the track team, her dorm mother said, "Oh, George Hennessy's one of the nicest young men on campus." Well, Barbara didn't believe that. I was very aggressive in pursuing her because I had never seen anyone who touched my heart the way she did. The way the situation was with the black males and the few black females is that you got your dates by seniority. Well, I'm a sophomore. The graduate students obviously had top seniority, and then you got the seniors and the juniors. Well, my goodness. By my estimation, I wouldn't get a date with Barbara until maybe the last quarter of my senior year. But fate intervened. One of my roommates, an African graduate student, had a date with Barbara, but he got the flu. And he could not keep the date, and he asked Barbara if I could take his place. She thought about it. She asked, "Who is it?" He said, "George Hennessy." "Nope. Next person on the list." He persuaded her, "Please go with him to the movie." And here's how George and Barbara had their first date. She said, on the telephone with me, "I'll go to the movie with you, but here are the conditions. I'll buy my own ticket." I said, "Yes," to myself. She said, "I'll buy my own popcorn." I said, "Oh, boy, this is really going to be good." She said, "And the third condition, you keep your hands to yourself." I said, "Oops." We had our first date, and we laughed about my silliness. She was able to laugh about her avoidance of me without even knowing me. And we got married 2 years later. It lasted. It's still going on. We stopped counting.